Mic check, mic check. What's good, everybody? Thank you for joining me for a very special edition of the Hammer Fist. Today, we're actually going to be talking about NBA in the finals. Today, we have the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Miami Heat. Let's get right to it, man. I'm a diehard Laker fan, but I'll tell you this. I'm really happy for a lot of the Heat players who have made it. Guys like Jimmy Butler, guys like Bam, guys like Crowder, Dragic. I mean, just, you know, a lot of these guys, they've been underdogs their whole careers, man, you know, or they've been kind of talked about or somewhat left behind their whole careers and moved around. Jimmy the last few years, Crowder's been moved around kind of his whole career. Dragic's been moved around the last 3 or 4 years. So really, really happy for those guys. They did it the right way. Spo's a great coach, man. He's definitely going to go down as one of the great ones for sure. You know, the Miami Heat as an organization is just pretty stellar. So hats off to them. And yeah, for the Lakers, man, they did it. They did it. They're here. Everybody was kind of expecting them to play the Clippers in that last round, or maybe to get here to play the Bucks. But I'll be honest, the East is pretty weak, man. So it was always going to be tricky getting to that finals for whoever was coming out of the East. Just to keep it real, man, the Lakers really should dominate here. Let's get right into the matchup here. I don't believe in any of the narrative as far as LeBron playing the Heat again, and they're kind of going to be able to, you know, have his number a little bit. Look, LeBron is what we like to call activated, man. LeBron is in activation mode. What we saw from him in that last game when they played the Nuggets, I expect to see that every single game. Every single game. And if we don't, I'll be damn surprised. I mean, this guy is going to go out there and basically give us everything, and he'll break his body down to win this championship this year. I can guarantee you that. So we'll first talk about the numbers real quick. And this pod will only be about 5 or 7 minutes, so we'll run through it pretty quick. Right now, the Lakers are currently, I think it's a -4.5. So they're -4.5 favorite. Which is lower than the Lakers series, which is lower than the Denver series when they were favored by about 6.5 points there. So they're only favored by 4.5 here. The total for the game is 217.5. So, I mean, it's decent. It's about normally paced. It's not a high-paced game, but it's also not really, really slow-paced. It's about in the mid-range. I expect to see big lineups, honestly, from both. You're going to have to compete with that length. So I think we do see guys like Myles Leonard, that kind of stuff. You know, I think maybe even we might see a Derrick Jones Jr. just to try to combat some of that length that the Lakers have. But we'll see. The first games are always where you can get. I don't want to say cute, but, you know, it's not so tall tale. It's not so telltale. You know, it's not going to be like, oh, this is going to happen and you don't know what's going to happen. But it's also not going to be so predictable. So you get both of those, and it makes for very interesting GPP and tournament lineups. So I am going to be playing a lot of tournaments today. Definitely no cash for these showdown slates, but especially the first games, you definitely want to go ahead and play some tournaments. I'd play a few tournaments as well. Now, to give you guys talk about a little bit of the strategy, there's two ways that you can win or cash in these showdowns. Either you play the highest raw scoring fantasy points producer. So for this, for example, I believe it's going to be LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Jimmy Butler, or Bam. I'm also going to throw Goran Dragic in there. I don't think anybody else is going to outscore those 4 to 5. So for instance, that's who I would have for my captain mode, and that's who I am going to have in my captain mode for the majority of my lineups is going to be one out of those 5, and most of them is going to be LeBron James, I'll tell you right now. You can play it that way, and then you can load up on value if there's enough value out there, and then kind of mix and match there, do a stars and scrubs kind of thing. Or what you can do is you can go for a guy like a Dwight Howard, like a Rondo, like a Harrow, like a Duncan Robinson, somebody like that who's cheap and is going to give you a lot of minutes and consistency. But somebody also who will allow you to basically load up on all the rest of those guys. If you put a Rondo, a Dwight Howard in your lineup or somebody like that, you're going to be able to load up on James, on Jimmy, on Dragic, on Davis, on Butler. You're going to be able to load up on not every single one of them, of course, but you're going to be able to load up on pretty much whoever you want there. you know, give or take. So for today's slate, and I'll be honest, you know, I've been seeing it's been a mix. The beginning of the playoffs, it was a lot of just that high top fantasy score you needed. I've been seeing a lot of mix the last about week or so, last week and a half to 2 weeks or so, as to where it's been mixed. You know, I've seen some value guys in there in the bank, and I've seen you know, guys like LeBron James in there. So mix and match. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. It's what I always do, especially in playoffs. I'm going to play those top five, like I told you. So I'm pretty much going to, as far as captain mode wise, I'm going to X everybody else out of my pool. So it's going to be Jimmy, Bam, AD, and LeBron. I'm also going to throw Goran Dragic in there. I think he could be sneaky as well. It might be able to provide some upside there. But I don't think anybody's going to really even outscore those top four. But I got Dragic in there just in case. So that's how I'm going to do it. And I'll tell you right now, LeBron James is going to head captain a lot of my lineups, followed by Anthony Davis, followed by Jimmy Butler, followed by Bam, and then followed by Dragic. And it's going to be in that order. If we're moving on to point guard, there's not too many of them that we really need to talk about. You got Goran Dragic, point guard, eligible. You got Duncan Robinson. You got Rajon Rondo. You got Caruso. You got Kendrick Nunn. I don't think Nunn's going to see a lot of time. I think Caruso at 3K actually is going to provide some decent value here. The Heat definitely are a great defensive team. I don't know if he's going to be getting those 20s that we were seeing from when he was playing against Denver, you know, or, you know, even though it's about 15, 16 average. But we might see something about that in that. About at 3,000, I'll take 13 to 14 to 15 points from him, because that will allow me to spend up for guys like LeBron James in that captain spot and so on. Rajon Rondo's price has come down significantly. He's back to 5,400. I like it. He's absolutely in play. Really, it's going to be Rondo. It's going to be Dragic. It's going to be a little bit of Duncan Robinson. It's also going to be a little bit of Caruso. I think Duncan Robinson does go low-owned here and underlooked. Look, he can get off, man, but at almost 7,000, you know, the 22, the 26, even the 28s that he's giving you, it really might not be enough at 7,000. You know, when you can go up to somebody like a Hero or even a Jimmy at 9,200, you know, I mean, that gap is not that big. So there's that. Moving over to shooting guard. At shooting guard, it's going to be Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Danny Green. Danny Green's going to find his way in a lot of my lineups. He's pretty much consistency going to give you 15 to 20. He's cheap. He's 4,200. KCP has pretty much been in that ballpark as well. They're going to need both of these guys to step up. They're going to need Danny Green to hit shots, hit those corner shots, hit those open threes and looks. And while it's always cringy playing Danny Green, you know, I hate to say it, but for his price, he's been pretty consistent for his price. He hasn't gone above 5K, but one time he's been about that 4.6, 4.8 price range. He's been giving you a consistent 20, 22s, 18, 19s. So we'll take that tonight. We'll take that. I'll also take that from KCP if he wants to give us a 20, a 25 or something like that for 4,600. Tyler Hero, man, the price keeps going up. 8K for Tyler Hero. He did have 33 the last game. He had 51 a couple of games before that. He's been consistently putting up about 35 to 40 fantasy points per game going back to the Boston series. And honestly, going back to the Milwaukee series as well, if you wanted to go all the way back there. Look, man, it's going to be tough to pay that price tag for him, and I honestly think he's going to struggle here against the Lakers with that length. But one thing, dude is a bucket for real. He's a bucket, but he also plays the right way. He'll grab rebounds, you know, he'll get assists and stuff like that. He's not just looking to score. I wish his price was a little cheaper, but I'll have a little bit. Probably going to limit myself to about 20-25% of Tyler Hero tonight. I do think that'll be under the field, but I'm going to go with it and see if I can get away with it tonight. Don't really have to tell you guys to play Jimmy Butler. Play Jimmy Butler in as many lineups as you can. He's on a mission. Small forward position, pretty easy. You got LeBron James, Kyle Kuzma, Iguodala, and then you got Derek Jones. Again, Derek Jones, it's just more of a hunch. I think they might need him to compete with the size. I don't think he'll see more than like 10 minutes on the floor, but at 1600, if he can go out there and get a couple of blocks, a steal, a rebound, a bucket, that's 10 points right there at 1600. He'll probably be optimal. So I'm going to throw him in a few of my dart lineups, you know, and hope and pray, but that's pretty much it there. Iggy, Andre Iguodala, he has been, he's always a finals darling, to tell you the truth, and they're going to need his defense here. They're going to need his vet leadership. They're going to need him to score a little bit. I can see him putting up about 15 fantasy points tonight at 3,400, and I wouldn't be mad at it. Kyle Kuzma at 3,800. I'd rather honestly go down to Iguodala. I'll say this, though. Kuzma is going to probably see more minutes. He's probably going to get about 22 to 23 minutes, 24 minutes. Iggy's probably, his minutes have been really inconsistent. He's gotten anywhere from 7 to 27. So it's really tough. He's really a sketchy play tonight. If you're looking for consistency, Kuzma at for only $400 more is probably where you want to go. LeBron James, dumb expensive, $1,300. Get him in as many lineups as you possibly can. Listen to me. Get him into as many lineups as you possibly can. If you can get him, AD, and Jimmy Butler in a lineup, do it. That's going to be my advice. Going on to the power forward position, we have Anthony Davis, Jay Crowder, Markieff Morris, and then they actually have Myers Leonard as power forward eligible. This is where I'm going to talk about Myers Leonard a little bit. I think they're going to need him to actually compete with that size. He's only 1,000. If he can give us 10 fantasy points in a few minutes, it's definitely going to be worth it. That will absolutely allow you to put like a LeBron at your captain spot, play an AD, play a Jimmy Butler. Then you'll have to play this guy. You might have to play another cheap guy like a Rondo or somebody like that. And then there you go, man. That's how it's done. But yeah, I actually like Myers Leonard a little bit. I'm going to cap him to about 25% because he might not see the floor. So, I mean, it's definitely a boom or bust play. But, you know, Risky's my middle name there. Markieff Morris at 2,600. I actually really like Markieff here. He's been pretty consistent. He slowed down a lot in that Denver series, but he stepped up huge in the Houston series. And so I just think it was about the matchups here. I think he's going to be forced to have to kind of shoot that three ball a little bit more this series. And so I actually like him at 2,600. I'll probably have about 25 to 30% of Markieff Morris tonight. Jay Crowder at 6,200. I'll probably have about 30 to 40% of Crowder. I think they're going to need him to basically do what he's been doing. And he's been giving you about 28, 29 fantasy points at 6K. I'll take even a downgrade from that, even if he has some regression. And of course, Anthony Davis, get him in as many lineups as you possibly can. Center position, you got Bam, you got Dwight Howard, you got Kelly Olynyk, who probably is not going to see the floor, and you got JaVale McGee, who's going to possibly start, but just see a few minutes. Bam's definitely going to be the preferred play. Dwight might go back to where him and JaVale are only getting like 10 minutes a game, and that's pretty much it. So I'm going to temper my expectations on Dwight Howard tonight and hope that he's really high owned, and I'm probably only going to have about 25% of him, 20-25%. And guys, that's how we do it. Sorry, I went a little long. I only wanted to be about 8 minutes. We got about 13 minutes, but definitely a lot of time just to check it out, listen to it, pump some lineups out, make some money. Hopefully you guys learned something. If anything, let me know. I always try to make it better for you guys. Sway Mac. Peace.